Triple M, Friday Arvo in the factory. It's Cliff in the drive home, and we are talking movies. I don't know if you caught up with this. Earlier on in the week, James Cameron said that it wasn't necessarily his dream casting for Titanic to have Kate Winslet and Leonardo DiCaprio. Too late, he found out about this bloke, Bruce Hatfield. Hello, buddy.
Hello, Cliff. Harry, that was a wonderful introduction. And to be perfectly honest, the only reason I didn't get was because I was doing a Decoré air ad.
Oh, well, the clash of schedules, it's no good, is it?
I know.
Opportunity missed. And in case you missed the irony there, Bruce is as bald as a billiard ball. Not to put too fine a point on it. We're going to come back to James Cameron shortly because he's been in the news this week for his new film, which is coming in just a few weeks' time. 13 years in the making, the new Avatar film. But Glass Onion, a Knives Out mystery. You went and saw that today with Daniel Craig. And what do you reckon? How many popcorns out of five are you going to give it right from the get-go?
Oh, look, I think it's really only about a six popcorns out of ten. It's James Bond trying to be Poirot, but it has the evil guy trying to take over the world, who's Edward Norton. And it's even got a James Bond villain in it, who was Dave Bautista. So really, it's nothing new. And I can see now why it's only lasting a week at the cinemas and then going straight to Netflix, because it is a Netflix film. But I can see why a week will do. It's certainly not a big screen film at all. The first one, very quirky, really funny, clever. This one, not so much.
Yeah, sometimes the sequel can be better, Godfather 2. Sometimes it's like, no. Give us a bit of a rundown of what it's about. Or is it just basically the good guys, the bad guys, and Daniel Craig saves the world?
Pretty much. But there's a bit of a mystery there. Someone gets killed. Is it real? Is it an accident? Is it planned? Is it staged? And it's about someone who just has way too much money and their party goes badly. And that's about it. It's like a Tarantino. Everything happens in the last 3 minutes. You go, the writing was on the wall all the time. And that's sort of about it.
Tarantino's been in the news this week too. He's not a fan of the Marvel films. Not one bit, no. I'm afraid.
No, he is not. Mind you, it's funny because I saw an interesting thing on Tarantino a while ago, and I said he's not actually a massive creator of actual films, but no one can piece together parts of different films into one film like he can. And I thought that's an interesting way to look at it, because every film that he's done, they're actually snippets from old films, like from the 50s and 60s. He can just put it together with an amazing cast and a pretty good soundtrack to make it into a good film. And you'd think he's done it all on his own, but not actually quite. But he's very clever, very clever.
Carey Mulligan has got She Said. Now, this is the story about Harvey Weinstein. What a piece of work. Oh, I tell you, after you've watched that, you need to go and have a shower, I think. that was the Me Too movement that they had there. But there's a couple of other things that, incidentally, Wakanda Forever is still out now. Next week, Violent Night is out. Now, this is kind of a bad Santa sort of thing in a way. David Harbour is in that, and you would know him from Bruce, Fill in the Gap.
From Stranger Things as, I think, Inspector Hopper or Sergeant Hopper from the wonderful little town where Stranger Things was. And he's done a couple of films. I think he actually played a Marvel good guy a little while ago, I think in the Spider-Woman one.
Yes.
And it looks like being okay. I think it looks like being a reasonable sort of fun film. And I think if you look at that, because I don't think there's really much on really for Christmas, like the real Christmassy sort of films. They've got a couple of Pinocchios. There's one that came out last week, which is on Disney with Tom Hanks, and that didn't go particularly well.
No.
But there is one coming out done by Guillermo del Toro, and he did Pan's Labyrinth, Shape of Water, and that will be a fascinating film, and I will definitely see that on the weekend.
And Puss in Boots, The Last Wish is going to be out on Boxing Day. And I just want to say his name. It stars Antonio Banderas.
That is the only way to say it, isn't it, Cliff?
I like his name. Lovely this week that the Jean Hersholt Humanitarian Award, an honorary Oscar, went to Michael J. Fox. And watching his speech, that man is so brave. I tell you what, that was a gut-wrenching moment watching him. But all power to him. And totally. Avatar, the new film, is coming. This is going to be on the 15th of December, Avatar, The Way of Water. And I was just telling Bruce off air before we started, James Cameron's been in the news. He said, are you going to have to make about $2 billion for this thing to really get into profit? You can't believe those figures, can you?
Well, for a film that costs $250 million, I believe, US to make, you sort of wonder where this $2 billion comes from. Well, maybe that's a much higher cost to hire the IMAX cinemas. I don't know, because it looks like it's going to be an IMAX sort of film. Yeah. These numbers are crazy.
Well, it's such a gamble too, because if it misses, it's not going to miss by a little bit. It'll miss by the length of the straight, and there'll be people going, "Where's my money?" Well, it's gone. But you know, it's got a great cast, it's got a great director, it's got an awful lot of history too, and the technology is much better from when the first one was out. So I got to say, I am looking forward to that. So we'll see.
Oh yeah, and absolutely, it's got to be a big screen film. But I did get 100% on the money when you said, it's either going to be on or it's going to be off. And unfortunately, when there's any amazing first film, it's always the second one, how good is it going to be to try and at least match it? And many times they fall short, don't they? There's very few films that the second one is as good as the first.
And we're looking forward to Avatar. That's going to be out on the 15th. On the 26th, I Want to Dance with Somebody, the Whitney Houston story. It's 30 years ago today that The Bodyguard hit the cinemas.
That cannot be 30 years.
Right,
that puts me at 38 then.
Yeah, go with that. We're going to stick this back up onto the catch-up page on the Listener app, LASTNR. Just search for The Drive Home. Mate, next week's the last one, so let's have a look-see at some of the other films that are coming for the Chrissy break and some of the other history from 2022. Take it easy, and I'll chat to you next Friday.
Always a pleasure, Cliff. Take care and talk soon, my friend.
Thank you. Bruce the Goose Hatfield here on The Drive Home on Triple M.